Today, President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a coronavirus task force to help his transition team prepare to assume office in January. And when they do, the new administration will face a pandemic that has already claimed more than 237,000 lives in the U.S., and which appears to be getting worse fast. Yesterday was the fifth day in a row that the country exceeded 100,000 new coronavirus cases in a single day.
Which is why, Peter, you know, it was such welcome news today from Pfizer and BioNTech that their vaccine was more than 90% effective in a trial involving tens of thousands of volunteers. Dr. Krutika Kupali is assistant professor at the Medical University of South Carolina, vice chair of the Global Health Committee at the Infectious Diseases Society of America. And doctor, on Twitter, you call this a reason to have hope. And right now we all need to have hope after a tough year. It is a big deal.
Well, yes, this is cautious optimism amidst a very difficult year for everybody. The early analysis of the Pfizer vaccine shows that when people receive two doses of the vaccine 3 weeks apart, those who received the vaccine experienced more than 90% fewer cases. The caveat being that this phase three trial is still ongoing. There's still much information to understand regarding the trial, and the data is still not final. So if this data holds up when the trial is complete, this will be very good news.
Yeah. But there are also a lot of questions. You know, for instance, what are their possible long-term effects? What are the questions do you have?
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of questions. Like I said, we still don't have the final phase three trial. We don't know how long this vaccine would potentially protect people. We don't know about the side effects of the vaccine. We do know that, some of the side effects are body aches and fevers. We don't know how effective it is in people of different ages. The people who have underlying health conditions. And also, this is a vaccine that has cold storage issues. So they have to be in freezers that are at minus 80 degrees. And so those would be other issues in terms of rolling it out. So there are lots of questions that we still don't know and a lot of information we still need to obtain regarding the clinical trial.
Well, and even if everything keeps going apace, it's still going to take quite a while, right, to get through the process?
Yes, right. Like I said, nobody's actually seen the data. So those of us in the scientific community would want to actually look at the data. This was data that came out via press release. So we would want to look at the data, make sure that it's transparent. And then once it goes through the FDA approval process, we have to roll it out. And then, again, it's not going to be available to everyone right away. It would be coming out in a tiered response, so primarily first to healthcare workers and those at highest vulnerability. So all that's going to take time. Right. Again, this is cautious optimism based on some potentially exciting news, which is, again, something that we all need after a very difficult year.
But it's not enough. Yeah, it's not enough, and it's going to be great down the road. But right now, the pandemic is entering a deadly new phase. As you well know, the country's seven-day average of new daily cases topped 100,000 for the first time. Ashish Jha, one of the faces of the pandemic, the dean of Brown University School of Public Health, he tweeted out, "We should not accept that the Trump team will do nothing. We pay them, and people have to do something now." He, for instance, urged more money for testing. What do you think is needed right now with this surge?
Well, I think he's absolutely right. We cannot just sit back and wait for the Biden administration to assume the presidency on January 20th. We need to take action now. The case counts are extremely concerning, and looking ahead towards Thanksgiving and Christmas, we expect them to continue to go up. And so really, I implore everybody to take some personal responsibility for their actions. We need to increase testing. We need to limit the size of crowds and gatherings to no more than five people. We need people to remain distant. We need people to wear masks. Those are all things that are very important. There are only 33 states that have mask mandates. These are all things that we know that work, and we need people to do these things.
Yeah. Well, and Ashish Jha again said that he thinks that if these things aren't done as we wait for a vaccine, he wouldn't be surprised if we reached more than 2,000 deaths a day by December. That's just a month. Dr. Krutika Kupali, assistant professor at the Medical University of South Carolina, vice chair of the Global Health Committee at the Infectious Diseases Society of America. Doctor, thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.